And welcome back. And it is now 5:32 in the afternoon. As you wind your way along the Down Valley Parkway, and we must return now to the Church of the Subgenius. And it's been a long, long time since Bob Dobbs and I have been together here. Welcome back, sir.
Yeah, well, the other Mike was with me last week, and we did a sober presentation of some issues brought up by Mikhail Gorbachev. He sent me a telegram 2 weeks ago.
Well, I gave Mike the option. Mike was nice enough to fill in for me last week while I was away, and I said, Mike, if you'd like, you can face J.R. Bob Dobbs, and Mike took the challenge, and
he did well. Yeah. Well, there are, what, 5 mics at this station, and only one works.
Yeah. So, welcome back after almost a month, I guess.
A month with you, Mike.
And last week you began, I guess, the end of the world with Mike Hansen.
Yes, I think I better explain the problems I'm having with the work of Reverend Ivan Stang and Philo Drummond. You see, they have the title of the tape is End of the World. Well, which world is it? If we take a look at the history of man's culture, mostly implemented by my energies, you'll see that artists, in quotes, have always studied the animals, right? They've always studied the animals. You go back to caveman art. And before that, in Atlantean or Lemurian cultures, they studied the UFOs, which were kind of an animal for them. Okay, you can see it in the burial places at off Bimini. Now, moving up through history, after the caveman world, you had the onslaught of visual space and the Industrial Revolution, which led to the study of the animal of nature, capital N. Nature was created by the Greeks as a result of the effect of the phonetic alphabet. And then, into the 20th century, you had the second Industrial Revolution, or the electric environment, which turned artists' attention to the most immediate environment in the past, which was the Industrial Age, which was the new animal. So machines became art forms. Well, that's logical. So at this point now, we're approaching the post-human phase of the effects of the electric environment, which paradoxically create a situation of human scale, whereas the mechanical environment, the Industrial Age, dehumanize the individual. The electric environment superhumanizes the individual. So the artist's attention has to be directed to which world, which animal is happening. Well, obviously all these previous animals that I've listed, nature's animal, nature itself, industrial animal, and the electric animal, are all interpenetrating, interreacting, and retrieving each other constantly today. So what's the appropriate stance of the quote artist in dealing with this dilemma of the end of the world? Well, you have to signal which world you want to do, and this tape by Stang and Drummond doesn't indicate which world. They take fragments from various I was censored there. We won't replay what I said there, you can guess what I said. They take various,
right?
I'm going to censor it again.
Looking
at that, the artist today would look at the interplay of these various animals, which are the media themselves, the environments and their technologies interacting, and would witness, if he had the proper perspective, a comprehensive perspective, a corporate poem. Now, the problem is how to express that. I think my time's run out, so we'll have to talk about that in 22 minutes.
22 minutes?
Yep.
Time for the end of the world, but we're not sure which world.
That's right.
Okay. Is this responsible?
Yes.
Well, a lot of insight into the end of the world, and this is, of course, from the Church of the Subgenius, and the man across from me, Mr. J.R. Bob Dobbs, claims this is all a farce. We're not sure which end of the world they're talking about.
No, well, that's a direct ripoff of my archives, done by Stang and Drummond. I think I should be accountable for what I said 22 or so minutes ago, which was to explain the corporate mixed-media poem about us today. There are two ways to juxtapose this notion. First, you can take Sun Ra's statement, it's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? Remember that one?
Yeah.
Then you take the other statement, the source of which I won't reveal now, at electric information speeds, art and science and nature converge through understanding media. We can see which statement is holistic, organic,
pemmican-like. I'm going to work with that one for this second. Because media refers not to what you read in the paper or what you hear on the radio or what you see on TV. It refers to the inventions from language to now and the environments they create on us. And then our interaction with them. Producing the situation of the user is the content. All right, now,
are you in a trance now?
Yes. It's coming through your second. Animals, yes. Animals is what we were talking about. Thank you, thank you. That was the my mental eye helping me there. If we look at media, every invention of man, extension of man, and the environment ensued as animals, then we have a proper way of looking at, through the artistic tradition, what is going about us now. The problem with the tape End of the World is he's dealing only in English. He's dealing with the electric environment without giving the causes. He's showing the content of the environment, not the causes. Comprehensive awareness includes both the effects and the causes. You could give Stang credit there as having an inventory of the effects, but not the effects and causes together. That leads to process pattern recognition, which is basically slack, the condition of slack. Now, what have I said? What have I said? You really can't hold me responsible for what I just said, because I deny any of you people to understand what I just said.
Well, just to reiterate, of course, we don't exist here anyway.
Because it's after the end of the world.
Yeah.
We're discarded. We're everywhere at this point, and everybody is here, especially under satellite conditions. I defy anybody to visualize that or to acoustically replay it.
I enjoy the dead air, too, actually. Dead air is okay as long as it's spiritual in nature.
That's right. The church was the first, and the church was me, was the first to quote the Ancient Mariner. We were the first to break into that silent sea. Now, what is that sea? It's electric acid air. That is the thing that's uniting us now. It's an Esperanto that goes around all the previous Esperantos.
Well, I think we should cut ourselves off, Mr. Dobbs. We've gone over 2 minutes today, and there are people who are getting restless. We'll be back next week.
Don't forget that phone number.
Yeah. Okay, you haven't given that out yet.
No.
That's coming up soon, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, that election could happen any moment.
Okay. So here we are at CKLN-FM 88.1, the surfacing of J.R. Bob Dobbs. Still a coup here for the radio station. I hope they recognize it for what it is, and we'll be back next week.
Praise Bob.
There's never been such a thing as safe sex.